When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Colin McGuigan for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by this man. I have pestered him for probably 12 hours now since the fight, the undercard started yesterday. Sam Jones, appreciate your time, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. I don't mind. You make me sound bad when you say 12 hours, but I've had a busy morning this morning, and I've always got time for you, my friend. But people have this perception that I ring people and like would ask, like, Colin, give me, let's do an interview, Colin. I really fucking don't.
I love the way this Colin's sticking. You know, let's get straight, right? AJ and Gammy last night, obliterating performance from Anthony Joshua. Just how big is that for British boxing, first of all?
It's just great, but it's also kind of calmed everybody down in this Ngannou thing. And I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to Ngannou. I just had it. The performance against Fury, like, nobody foreseen that happening. Do you understand what I mean? No, nobody saw that happening. And like, when I said Tyson Fury is going to walk through Ngannou, it's not competitive, I was wrong, but most people in the world were wrong. Do you understand what I mean? You don't have to be an expert. I don't claim to be an expert. I make predictions. I get some right, I get some wrong. But I was wrong in that one. But I put it down to Tyson having a bad day. And that's no disrespect to Ngannou, because I think he boxed out of his skin. He had a great night. And he was unlucky not to come away with the win. But I just stuck to my guns. I thought Anthony Joshua was going to smash Ngannou. And that's what happened. And I'm happy for boxing, really. I'm happy Ngannou's getting his paycheck. He got up. He's a well, because that shot, like what I said on Twitter this morning, that would have knocked a fucking hippo out. Like it would have tranquilized a wild animal, that shot. It was one of the biggest right hands I've ever seen land on someone's head. So the fact he even, like, Ngannou, that stuff, even after like a minute, like, it shows how tough the guy is. He's a warrior. He's a winner in life, Ngannou is. I just want to put that out there. Like, his story's incredible. So I'm happy Ngannou is going to leave Saudi Arabia with a great big fat check that he's going to go on cash and hopefully enjoy it. It sets up his family forever, because he deserves it. He's a machine, Ngannou. He really is. But he just came up to somebody. That's what a unified two-time heavyweight champion of the world does to a novice. That's what's supposed to happen. It was what was meant to happen the first time, but it kind of brings it all back to reality type of thing, which I'm happy for. Obviously not at Ngannou's expense, but I know what I'm saying. Like, I'm happy AJ got the win and he looked as well as he did.
Do you believe that AJ is possibly entering his peak now? And I know that sounds a bit different to some people. Like, we've seen a gradual improvement in performances, especially with Ben Davison.
I got like so much stick when I said, I wasn't saying Ben Davison's a much better coach than Derek James, but I was saying that Ben Davison's style, the way he brings, he doesn't try and change you as a fighter. He kind of just, what he's done with Lee Wood, this is what you're good at, let's do that. And that's what he's done with Lee Wiley and the team. And I said Ben Davison was going to be a much better coach for AJ than Derek James. And it's happened. It's obviously, they've obviously gelled unbelievably well, and they're going to go on to have a fantastic partnership. And I've got no doubts about it that Anthony Joshua is going to become a world heavyweight champion for a third time. He looks devastating. And I know people said, oh, look, everyone's getting all out of hand because he's just beating an MMA guy. No, it's his mentality. Forget the performance. It's his mentality. Like, he looks like he's got his mojo back, AJ. Like, the while in fight, he looks spiteful. He looks nasty. He's punching hard. That's what Anthony Joshua was good at. He's not a back foot Vladimir Klitschko tech, like that type of fighter. He's got it. Listen, he can box. He's an Olympic gold medalist, but he's a violent knockout artist. That's what Anthony Joshua is. And I'm so glad to see it, because it's great for British boxing. Anthony Joshua carried British boxing on its back for years. And He got a lot of stick after the Ruiz fight, the Usyk fight, more stick than what other fighters would get in his situation. So I'm very glad people are just seeing like what a phenomenal fighter he is and what a good guy he is. And in that form, in this current form, and I'm not going off the Ngannou fight before everyone says, oh, you're going to say this, but on that form, Anthony Joshua could well be the guy.
Do you believe that Anthony Joshua in this form could beat Tyson Fury?
Anthony Joshua could beat anybody in this type of form. I'm going to make my decision really based on how I see Tyson, because if you judge it off Tyson's last performance, Anthony Joshua will win the fight. But I think that he had the worst night of his life, and that's not the real Tyson Fury in there. The real Tyson Fury is the guy that outboxed Klitschko in Germany, the guy that destroyed Deontay Wilder. This is the real Tyson, the real Tyson Fury. So I believe Tyson Fury, we're going to see the best of him, and he's going to beat Usyk. Usyk's a genius, by the way. Massive Usyk fan, but the fanboy in me as well wants to see Tyson Fury against Anthony Joshua. That's the boxing fan in me wants to see that fight. And it's a fight that we all deserve, because it's going to be one of the biggest fights there's ever been.
There's so many different scenarios, Sam, in terms of Fury Usyk next, but they have to then come through a rematch as well. So that's two fights. Is there an appetite still to see AJ versus Usyk for a third time with him being?
I would have no problem seeing Anthony Joshua fight Usyk for a third time under Ben Davison.
What about in terms of AJ Fury? So we're saying two fights. Fury has to get past Usyk twice. Do you maybe AJ in with Dillian White now? He's been cleared and he's making a return.
No, I would like to see AJ against Hrgović for the IB. If what's going to happen is this, right? They're going to do the undisputed fight. The belts are going to become maybe separated. And I would like to see AJ fight Hrgović next. Regardless, I just think that's a great fight to do next for Anthony Joshua. But you look at Joe Parker. I know we'll probably move on to that. Joe Parker deserves another crack at the big time. He's just slayed two big punches, like two of the biggest punches in the division. And his partnership with Andy Lee is looking... I know I'm moving off subject there, but I shout out Josie Parker. I mean, I had him winning like yesterday. I've backed him twice in a row now. Parker points twice. He's the mailman for me. But the Nick Ball result fucked my accumulator, Colin, which I'm fuming about. But it is what it is.
We'll touch on that in a second. I want to ask you a question. Does Francis Ngannou stay in boxing, in your opinion? And if he
I think so. I think so. I mean, I can see him fighting Wilder. I know, like, and before anybody says, Sam wants to see Ngannou get... No, I'm seeing if Ngannou stays in boxing, I can see Turki Alalshehir making a fight like that, because Wilder's technically not very good. So him and Ngannou is a shootout if that fight happens. But if Ngannou chooses to retire, then he's made bank now. So that's he can go into the sunset now and enjoy the fruits of his hard-earned labour. And so he's sure he's a warrior. But we'll see what he does. If he chooses to stay in boxing, he can say that he could have got a decision over arguably the greatest heavyweight of our generation and lost to Anthony Joshua. Like, there's no disgrace.
You touched on Parker Zhang. That was an incredible win for Joseph Parker. Rightfully so, he deserves a shot at the big time. Who would you like to see him face?
One of the big boys. Like, look, there's a rematch there with Dillian White. Maybe avenge some of his losses. The Joe Joyce rematch. It obviously depends on how Joe gets on in his next fight, how he looks. But look, there's loads of great fights for Joseph Parker. Joe Parker's one of those guys where a young boxer should look at Joseph Parker and take inspiration from him, because he's lost in some big fights. He's won big fights. He's an inspiration, Joseph Parker. Tough as nails and one of the best guys you could meet. One of the best guys I've met in boxing. So I couldn't be happier for him yesterday. And like I keep saying, I've backed him twice in a row now. I backed him to beat Wilder. I backed him to beat Zhang. Both on points, and he's helped me out there.
What about Zhang? What do you think?
I thought he's dangerous. Like what I said before, he's dangerous. You can see his power is effortless, Zhang. But I thought he was lethargic. I thought 85% of the fight, he did absolutely nothing. And you don't win fights like that. You can't just rely on a big shot. He just got out hustled. I just thought Jose Parker boxed lovely. I thought the game plan from Andy Lee was perfect. Look, you can't plan to get hit on the chops and get put on the floor. That's just Jose Parker being tough and getting up off the floor. But I didn't think he was very good, Zhang, if I'm honest with you. I thought he had two of the biggest moments in the fight where I don't want to slag Zhang off because he's a great fighter. He clearly is. He's Olympic silver medalist, but I thought he's had two big moments in the fight, but other than that, pretty piss poor.
In your opinion, does Zhang come back from this? Is there...
He's got a rematch with Parker, hasn't he? So he's going to take that fight, but the same thing's going to happen again. But I think Joe Parker could stop him this time.
How underrated is Andy Lee as a coach, in your opinion, Sam?
I don't think he is underrated. I think most people rate Andy Lee as a coach. I mean, look what he's... It just shows, right? When he had that performance against Joe Joyce, where Joe... It was just a war, wasn't it? And Joe ended up knocking Parker out for the first time in his career, which Joe Joyce doesn't get the credit he deserves for that. And that win's getting better and better now for Joe Joyce. You know what I mean? But it just shows that if you don't blame the coach, if you stick together, keep working on what you're working in, Andy Lee and Joe Parker are like living proof that if you work on stuff, if you keep going, you stick together and you believe in each other, you can make special things happen. And those two are a dream team.
Before we move on from this fight, now I want to ask your opinion. What was your reaction to seeing Tyson Fury's reaction when Joshua knocked Ngannou out?
Inside, Tyson Fury knows that I'm not just making excuses because I don't want to put that, but I was certain that was the worst you will ever see Tyson Fury. That was like, it just wasn't the Tyson Fury we know, right? It wasn't the Tyson Fury again. If the Tyson Fury that turned up in the Wilder 2 fight against Ngannou, Tyson Fury would have stopped Ngannou as quick as AJ. Maybe not as quick, but he would have steamrolled him the same way type of thing. But we got a terrible version of Tyson that night, and I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt.
That big fight, AJ Fury, is that something that you believe can land in the UK, or we're looking at Saudi?
No, we have to be realistic, right? If you get 10 million to fight in the UK or 100 million in Saudi Arabia, I know it's hard for like people to understand that, like, oh no, because realistically, look, we'd love the fight, two Brits in one of the biggest fights there's ever been. We want it in our national stadium, but ultimately, it's just going to be logistically impossible and like financially impossible. I just think that we need to just be happy that the fight's happening.
Moving on, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. What's your thoughts, Sam?
When I first saw it, right, I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of thought secretly inside of me, I thought, I wonder what's going to happen there. But then when you think about it, it's pretty sad, isn't it, really? We're going to see a YouTuber fight a 57-year-old Mike Tyson. Do you know what I mean? One of the most ferocious, dangerous fighters of all time. Like, Mike Tyson, I remember watching him lose to Kevin McBride, and, like, it was sad then. So you've sadly got to make Jake Paul the favourite in the fight. I know that's going to upset people, but realistically, Jake Paul will probably beat Mike Tyson, and it's going to be a very sad situation if we see. Hopefully, it's just an exhibition where they're just having a move around. But from what I'm hearing, it's not going to be. It's going to be like a fight. So it's worrying that someone would sanction a 57-year-old man fighting Jake Paul. Like, but I don't know. Let's hope Mike Tyson can win in one round and roll back the clock for 60 seconds and chin Jake Paul. I like Jake Paul, but I want him to lose in that fight. But if the fight happens, then I would love to see Mike Tyson roll back the clock. I would like the fight not to really happen, but it looks as though that it's going to happen. I don't really know what to say to that, because it's like, either way, I'm going to get like, oh, what's on. But I just, like, I don't really want to see the fight, but I would like to see Mike Tyson beat Jake Paul. Just inside 60 seconds, just go for his neck. 60 seconds, wham, done. And we don't have to see that again. But Jake Paul, when he says that he wants to be a bot, he wants to fight Canelo, it's bullshit. Like, I was lured in at one stage. I was thinking, Jake Paul actually wants to give this a go. But realistically, he's fighting a 57-year-old Mike Tyson.
I have two more questions and I'll let you go, because I know I'm taking up your Saturday.
Yeah, mate, we're all good. I'm watching the Derby game like in the corner of my eye. It's really not good viewing, so I'm good.
Hopefully they go 1-0, Dan. Canelo Munguia, just your opinion on that, Sam. Do you believe that Canelo can stop Jaime Munguia?
It's got classic written all over it, hasn't it, Munguia against Canelo? It's going to be an all-action, brilliant fight. I don't know whether he can stop him, but I would make Canelo the favourite in the fight.
In terms of your own fighters, a comment was made by Eddie Hearn this week about, I hope Sam Jones doesn't think I'm putting this prematurely, Adam Azim, Cameron Vong. Is that a fight realistically? Like, you're managing Cameron's career.
Yeah.
It's so early on. We never really see this, especially in the UK. We see, you know, you're fighting guys with a losing record. Then you go on to a guy who's unbeaten, but it's not at that level. He's really being thrown into the thick of things here.
Look, we believe in Cameron, right? Whether he's going to fight Adam Azim next or in a few fights time, like that's a fight that I believe inevitably can happen. But look, I really like Adam Azim. I'm a fan of his. Him and his brother. I like him and his brother. Great fighters, right? Really good fighters. And I think he should fight Dalton Smith next. But say if he's not, if he's pulled out, which is what I'm being told is going to happen, if he's not ready for Dalton Smith, well, is he ready for Cameron? Because the way we want to move Cameron is that we're not going to be that silly about it, but we believe that Cameron's isn't this, and it's nowhere near the world level yet. We believe he's going to be and be a good world level fighter as well. But we Jordan Flynn is the focus first. We can't overlook a young, hungry fighter like Jordan Flynn. But Cameron is game for all of these fights. We're game for all these fights. British boxing, Colin, is changing in the sense of the fans can see through bullshit. In the sense of, you've got fighters with big amateur backgrounds fighting people that he wouldn't employ for sparring. You don't want to look at a card and think, like, you don't move stupid. If you've got no amateur experience, right, not much amateur experience, I get the building to 10 and 15 and 0 before you're fighting a real tough type of fight. But when you've had a long amateur background where you've fought some of the best fighters in the world, if you fight somebody you wouldn't employ for sparring, how are you going to get better? How are you going to get better? Like, it's fans can see through bullshit and they want to see fights with a bit of jeopardy involved. Not, I'm not saying 50-50s, but, and I'm not saying that every fighter should move how Cameron's fighting and Jordan Flynn, because let's not forget, Jordan Flynn's an undefeated fighter and he deserves huge credit for fighting Cameron Vong, same way Cameron deserves huge credit fighting Jordan Flynn. But fans want to see more of this. Because you get more, you see, look at Jordan Flynn and Cameron. They were doing over 1 million views on the DAZN socials. People are really interested in the fight. And that's what can happen. They're showing young fighters, look, whoever goes on to win, fantastic. Whoever loses can come back as well. I know what I'm saying. I might be waffling a bit there. But, like, no one wants to see a fight with somebody who's had lots of amateur fights fight somebody where you know the outcome of the fight. You just know the outcome of the fight.
I think it really needs to be respected, and it is amongst the boxing community.
I think so. I think
Cameron's making these. But the question to you is, can you understand maybe people from the outside who don't know Cameron as well as what you know him and don't know how good he's going to be, etc.?
Yeah, for sure. They're probably fast-tracked,
and he's skipping levels.
It's not just fast-track. Like, it's where we believe he's going to. Like, we wouldn't put him in a world-level fight, but like, this fight with Jordan Flynn, he's just had two fights against Cain Baker. I believe he maybe sneaked the first one. I thought he definitely won the second one. But that's kind of the English, fringe British level. Yeah? So we'll say it's like that. And Jordan's only like coming up himself. That's why I keep saying I don't just want, even though Cameron probably deserves a little bit more credit because this is his fifth fight. Jordan, I think it's his 10th. Mm-hmm. But both men deserve huge credit. And whoever wins and loses, we believe in Cameron. We believe Cameron's going to go in there and shine. But whoever wins and whoever loses, I would like to think they're both going to get big opportunities, win or lose, because they both showed an enormous pair of bollocks to go in there and do it. And I think more young fighters should do the same thing.
Do you believe that you've said that you've been told Adam Azim's going to reject the Dalton Smith proposal?
Yeah, I have been told that. But like, look, and I'm not just saying
it's an Azim fight though.
Say again.
Do you believe Azim takes the fight against Cameron Vong though? On the flip side of that,
who knows? I think it's hard because Sky wants Sky fighters to stay on Sky, but like, we'd have no problem going to Sky and fighting over that side. I think. Who knows? But I like Adam Azim. And I'm not just saying this. I really like him. I like him as a person as well. I like him. I like his brother. I believe Adam Azim should be fighting Dalton Smith. Because if you're calling out Kishon Davis, you can't really swerve the Dalton Smith fight. But one thing I do think, and I do believe this, I believe Adam Azim wants to fight Dalton Smith. And I believe he would fight Dalton Smith. I just believe the people around him or in charge or don't want him to take that fight.
If the offer came, you said that you'd go over to Sky. Why do you believe that Adam Azim's going to pull out of these Dalton Smith? Do you believe it's the people in control?
Again, I like what I've just said to you, I want to make it very clear. I believe Adam Azim would fight Dalton Smith like that, but I just think he's being told not to do it. But I don't really understand why. Like, it's the Groves De Gale situation, similar to the Groves De Gale situation. You're both young. Dalton Smith a little bit older, but Adam Azim's European champion. He's mandatory for the British type. So it's going to look like bad when or if he gets pulled out of that. Because again, like what I say, I think Adam Azim would take the fight if it was his choice. But I think he's being similar to the Fraser Clark situation, like, no, you're not doing that. But listen, good luck to Adam Azim. He's a fantastic, fantastic fighter that I think is going to go on and achieve really great things. So we'll see. But I want to see big fights happen like that. We're British boxing fans. We want to see Dalton Smith against Azim, Flynn against Vong, all these domestic fights. We want to see them. We want to see these fights. Taylor Catchall, Wood Warrington 2s. This is what makes British boxing special. Filling arenas out. And you've seen with Taylor Catchall, if you get it right, you'll fill arenas. No one wants to go to arenas and go to a 10,000-seat arena and see 3,000 people in there and 1,000 of them being comped. It's shit. It's dog shit. Let's make proper fights.
Well, Sam, I've taken 20 minutes of your Saturday up. I really appreciate
it. No problem, Colin. My pleasure as always.
Well, mate, it's an absolute pleasure and hopefully we'll speak to you again over the next few weeks. Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, in Tenerife next week for Jack's training camp and Cameron. So you're more than welcome to come out, Colin.
Yeah, that's an offer I might have to take up. Appreciate it. Sports Social Podcast Network.